All you got to do is believe his word, believe these promises, and that's just like the young men that come up here on the front row here a few months ago. This young man come in here, they could barely get him in here. I said, what happened to you? He said, I had a stroke. I said, you know what your sin was? I have no idea. I set him down right there. Could hardly stay in here. I preached 4 hours. He heard his sin. He repented of his sin, and he said, I'm ready for you to pray for me. I prayed for him. The guy walked out of here on his own, and in 1 week, he was back at work. 1 week, he could hardly walk when they brought him down here. But God healed him that quick. And then a few months later, he finally brought his father-in-law down. His father-in-law had emphysema. When he came up, I said, at the break, I said, how long have you been smoking? He said, 35 years. I said, how long have you had emphysema? He said, 5 years. I said, you have any idea why it just hit you in the last five? Don't have a clue. Well, the second series, I talked about what God likes and doesn't like, and one of them is God hates liars. Uh-oh. When he came up for prayer, he said, now I know why I'm sick. I said, why? He said, I told my wife 5 years ago that I would quit smoking. And he said, I lied. He said, I don't smoke in front of her, but I smoke. So he said, I lied. And I've been lying to her for 5 years. And he said, although I smoked 35 years, I had no emphysema until the last five. See, when he added a spiritual law to it and he broke it, then that opened the door for the sickness to come upon him. And the last 5 years, he's got emphysema. He repented for his lying. I prayed for him. And, of course, I haven't seen them since. But I believe with all my heart he got healed. I know his son-in-law got healed. And I prayed for him. He come back 3 or 4 times in a row, boy. And he said, I finally had to come back. My son-in-law said, Dad, you've got to come down here to this guy in Justin, Texas, and let him pray for you. He said, you know, this guy, Jesus shows up for him. I mean, you know, when you get healed of a stroke in a week, somebody knows Jesus showed up that day. You know that? It wasn't just a coincidence that I prayed for him and he got healed. But they cast out many devils and anointed with oil many and that were sick, and they were healed. Isn't that amazing? Is that her pen that just fell out right there? Mark 6:56. Let's go down to Mark 6:56 and see what that scripture says. And whithersoever he entered into village or cities or country, they laid the sick in the streets and besought him that they might touch, if it were but the border of his garment, and as many as touched him were made whole. When you touch Jesus by faith, you're made whole. One of the wonderful miracles in Norway was a missionary that her and her husband had come back from Africa. And she come down, she said, wow, have I never heard preaching like this. She said, but I've been, how many years she been sick? 30? 40 years. 20 years. She'd been, had a hip replacement and a back problem and all kinds of things and had pain for 20 years. And she had heard the word of God and she said, I know when you touch me in Jesus' name, I'm going to be healed. Do you hear faith in that woman's speech? I hope so. Maybe. No. I know. Boy, I love to touch them kind of people. I reached over and said, in the name of Jesus, be healed. That woman bent over, went down, touched the floor, jumped up, started jumping and running like she said, praise God, I ain't got no pain and I'm completely healed. Don't you love it when Jesus shows up like that? Oh, Amanda, precious little girl. Third night I was over there, first two nights I was over there, I never saw so many women. Out of 100 women in the place, 99 of them didn't love themselves. At least 99 out of 100 in Norway did not love themselves. And they were all sick with fibromyalgia, with heart disease, lung disease, allergies, all kinds of, and it's all because they don't love themselves. And so finally, Cheryl, after the third day, she said, honey, you got to preach on God commands us to love ourselves. I said, yep, you're right. Tonight's the night. I'm going to do it. And so I preached on that, and Amanda was my translator. And I had no idea that she had all these things wrong with her. Heart problems, lung problems, you know. She could get out of her car and walk from here to the back of the room, back there to her house. Little middle-aged woman. Sick. That night I preached on you have to love. And everywhere I went on love, She had to repeat every word I said in Norwegian, and then every scripture I read, she had to read it in Norwegian. I didn't know that God was sitting there just pounding her. So the next morning she woke up and she said, "Okay, God, I'm sorry I have not loved myself." But she said, "Lord, I want you to know, just like Thurman said last night, I'm waking up this morning and I'm telling you, Lord, I love you with all my heart." And she said, "Lord, I love my neighbors. That's been real easy, but I've had a problem with me. Today I repent, and I promise you from this day forth, I will love myself." And when she did that, the Lord spoke to her and said, "Because you've obeyed me, I'm going to heal you." And instantly she was healed. She heard God tell her he was going to heal her. She gets up, and the woman that couldn't walk to the back of the deal, she was so full of energy, she walked outside. She ran around the yard a few minutes. She says, "I'm going to walk to the ministry center. It's only 3 miles. She walked 3 miles down to the ministry center, talked to the people, turned around, walked back 3 miles, walked 6 miles that morning. And that night she was on fire. She walked in. She was telling me about how Jesus healed her. And then about the middle of the service that night, I said, "You know, I've got a great testimony I want to tell right here about loving yourself." And I said, "Amanda, she don't know I'm going to do this, but I want her to come up here and tell the people what God did for her only this morning." And man, she jumped out of her seat and come running up there. And of course, I couldn't understand a word she's saying in Norwegian, but she is telling them. I mean, she's telling them. She's preaching to them. I'm telling you. And after that night, the next night, I had women that said, "I watched Amanda last night. I drove 3 hours to get here. I don't love myself, but I do now. If you'll pray for me." And then I had them come as long as 8 and 10 hours away the next week. I saw those testimonies, and I didn't love myself. But I have repented and told God, "I promise you, Lord, I will love you with all my heart. I will love my neighbor, and I promise you, I'll love myself." And God healed multitudes of them while we were over there. It was just awesome. Isn't he awesome, God? Amen. All we got to do what he said. Do what he says. It's so simple. Now let's go to Mark 16, verse 17 and 18. Actually, Mark 16, verse 15 through 18. I want to show you a command that God has given every one of us in the church to do. Mark 16, verse 15, 16, 17, and 18. "And Jesus said unto them, Go ye into all the world and preach the gospel to every creature." Now, what are we supposed to be doing? Preach the gospel. Where? Everywhere you go. You say, "Well, I never got a chance to go to Norway." Hey, you don't have to go to Norway to preach the gospel. You can preach it in a restaurant where you eat this afternoon. You can preach it to your children. I mean, you can preach it to your neighbors. You can preach it where you work. I mean, you can preach the gospel. You can talk to people about Jesus anywhere you are. And he says, "And he that believes and is baptized shall be saved. But he that believeth not should be damned to hell." Just think, you're going to go to hell. Wouldn't that be awful? Well, you know, I mean, here a while back I went up here to pray for a man here in Justin. I walked in that night and he was in the bedroom. He felt awful. He was sick. And his wife invited me in. And I said, "I come to pray for so-and-so." Well, she said, "Thurman, he's feeling bad." Only 8 o'clock, but said, "He's already gone to bed." I said, "Is the man saved?" "I don't know." I said, "How long have you been married to him?" 45 years. "And you don't know he's saved? And you ain't been on your face praying for him, woman? What is your problem? Do you not know if that guy dies, he's going to hell?" "Well, I guess I didn't look at it like that." I said, "Well, you need to start thinking about it like that." I said, "You're bound to love him. You've been married to him 45 years. You and him have raised children together. And I said, you don't even know if he's saved." All I got to say is, that's such a sad thing. Do you know that every woman and every man that decides to date, to look for them a mate, when they go with one, the first thing, they should never just go with somebody. Somebody will just tell you, "Play the field, go with a bunch of them." Hey, I'm going to tell you, that's not the way it should be done. That's not the way it should be. You should not be out there playing the field. You look at somebody and say, "I could be interested in that woman as my wife for the rest of my life, I think. From what I see, she looks like everything I would want in a mate. Or if it's a man, same thing. You look to the man and say, he looks like he could be everything I desire in a mate. And then you walk up to him or her and say, are you a Christian? No. I'm sorry. Would you like to know about Jesus? No. Okay, good day. That should be your last input with that person other than trying to lead them to Jesus. But if they say they're a Christian, then your next question is, where do you go to church? Well, I go to a certain church. Are you full of the Holy Ghost? That would be another question. And if you're full of the Holy Ghost and they're not full of the Holy Ghost, you won't be equally yoked. You won't never have a good life together. You need two people that are equally yoked together to be in God's work together. And then if they are, and then you pursue that, and then you get married, then if both of you are full of the Holy Ghost and power, you should start out from day one knowing that each one of you is born again, Spirit-filled children of God. And when you do that, your life will be good. Not that there won't be complications and problems, but it will be a good life. It'll be so much better. And then if you have preached the gospel like this says, then he's given you two statements here, in two scriptures, I mean, in verse 17 and 18. It tells you what you should be able to do, and almost nobody in the church believes these next two verses. And these signs shall follow them that believe. Now, who are these signs going to follow? The believing believer. Now, there's a lot of unbelieving believers out there. Y'all know where I'm coming from? I asked you the question, when's the last time you cast the devil out of somebody? Well, I never done that. I can't do that. Well, you're an unbelieving believer. If you've never cast the devil out, I say, when's the last time you led somebody to Jesus? Well, I ain't never led nobody to Jesus. You're an unbelieving believer. If you've been a Christian more than a year or two, now I'll have to go back and tell you, I'd been a Christian 25 years, and if you'd asked me these questions, I'd have said, I ain't never led nobody to Jesus. First 25 years of my life as a Christian, I never led nobody to Christ. Not one single person. So see, there's hope, isn't there? I've come a long way. Praise God. Yeah.
We are going to stop for today, but we will return at our next scheduled broadcast with more teaching. If you would like to have today's broadcast titled, Best Benefit Package is Jesus, in its entirety, or any other Living Savior Ministries teaching on CD or DVD, we will be happy to send them to you free and postpaid. You can contact the Living Savior Ministries at 940-242-2106. That's 940-242-2106. Or you can listen to any of the Living Savior Ministries teachings online or order them free and postpaid by going to the Living Savior Ministries website at www.tlsm.org. That's www.tlsm.org. Praise the Lord Jesus.